Welcome to The Soup. This is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. And let's get things started for this Thursday night. We're going to start with Celebrity Roundup. Where are they and whom are they doing? Let's see. It seems the Transformers star Shia LaBeouf was in Vancouver over the past week, and he got his butt kicked by someone who saw Transformers 3 and wanted their money back. Shia was pushed to the ground in his drunken state and was hit in the face several times before his handler broke it up. Poor Shia. It's hard being young in Hollywood. And other news, Lindsay Lohan loves working with dead people. That's why she lives in L.A. Seems after her arrest on Wednesday, she posted bail and decides to finish her community service out at L.A.'s coroner's office. She loves being around stiffs since that's all she knows since flushing her career down the toilet and being a class A twit. On top of it, she can't even get her community service. She can't even get to community service on time. I guess her lip deflated and she needed a quick fix. I mean, she looks like she's dead already, so you would think that she'd be on time to work with people who have like minds. And Beyonce shoots down fake baby rumors. It seems while she was doing an interview in Australia on a talk show, her baby bulge collapsed as she sat down, suggesting that she had a prosthetic stomach and that herself and that she was hiring a surrogate to have her child in order to keep herself trim and firm like we normally see her. Only time will tell. This past week, Paul McCartney and his new wife, Nancy Shevel, was married in London on Sunday. Stella McCartney designed her dress. And it's just hope wife number three has both legs planted on the ground and will not try to take the beautiful all he's worth. Ashton Kutcher and sometime wife Demi Moore were seen Friday at a religious service. Although they arrived separately, they sat separately, and then they were seen saying hello at the end of the service, and I guess they were seen kissing, and then they both left and got into separate cars. So hey, you know, things happen. And Angelina Jolie Pitt, as I like to call her, was in Libya this past week, fulfilling her humanitarian role as a goodwill ambassador. You got to give the woman props for that. It takes balls to risk your life for a cause you believe in. So I hope she did good. And let's see. In TV news, we're going now to TV news. Yes, yes, yes. Who's hot and who's not? Well, it seems that Michael Douglas and Matt Damon have signed on to take on the role of Liberace. Yes, that's right. All the glam and glitter. The biopic, which is going to be produced by Steven Soderbergh, is attached to HBO Features and is set for production in the summer of 2012. The film will be shot on location in Las Vegas, LA, and Palm Springs, where Liberace retired. And it seems that conservatives are crybabies at Fox. They are upset this week over Maroon 5 singer Adam Levine, who's asked them to stop playing his music on their station. So instead of saying, okay, the news station, which is also Fair and Balanced, called him names on Twitter, which started a long Twitter rant from who said this to who said what, and he doesn't like me and I don't like him for he plays my music. So when you thought that Fox had all the adults in the world working on their conservative station, they don't. So it just means that Fox people are a bit of a buttheads. It also seems that the X Factor is still slowly dipping in the ratings pool, and advertisers are getting nervous and looking for some compensation from the network because of the lower ratings that were expected. Maybe if we saw Paula and Simon both crying hysterically, then maybe more people will tune in, and, you know, maybe the ratings will go up. But unfortunately, it's just not happening, and it means that if it works in England, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work over here. Also, David Arquette and Courtney Arquette have come together just for a little bit to get the paycheck. They are trying to produce a comedy with NBC called 10 Years. And the show is about the ebbs and flows of a 10-year relationship of a couple that recently separated and their friends and families. Oh, that sounds familiar. I wonder if it's actually based on them. Also, ABC has a show like this called Happy Endings. And after 4 episodes, Charlie's Angels has been canceled, making it on the worst list of TV remakes ever. The writing was poor, the acting was horrible, and Drew Barrymore, you should never have put your name on this, because my God, girl, I don't know what you were thinking. I don't know where they found all those actresses. Also on the chopping block is How to Be a Gentleman. When you take C-list actors who haven't been in the public eye for quite some time and give them a primetime spot, you are bound to have trouble. Also, 92-year-old Andy Rooney has said goodbye to 60 Minutes, and his 5 minutes of yelling about what is wrong with the world and how come he doesn't understand why life is so hard. And if you were into the show Breaking In with Christian Slater, who was the manager of a security firm, Fox has renewed it. Yes, it was canceled, but Fox felt it needed a second chance. So they have renewed it. It will be back in January. They picked it up for 13 more episodes. So look for it. It was a really good show. And if you're a fan of Arrested Development, yay, then you are in luck. Creator Michael Hertz announced at the New York Film Festival that he plans on producing a 10-episode limited series. Yes! I'm really happy. If you haven't seen this show, you need to rent it. It was a great show. Looks like it's going to be going on Showtime, so we won't have any problems. And are looking to bring it to fall of 2012. So that will be wonderful. Also, Pee Wee Herman will be making a guest spot on Top Chef as a judge. Now that should be fun. And Rosie O'Donnell, who is now on the Oprah Network, has her own show. And her first guest was Russell Brand. Unfortunately, there wasn't enough interest in Rosie on the Oprah Network to put the butts in the seats to watch the show. So the jury is out whether Rosie's show will continue on. So, you know, things just happen and you just got to go with it, Rosie. Doesn't necessarily mean that we don't like you. It just necessarily means that we just don't want to watch you anymore. And now it is just going on 7:15. And we're going to take a quick break here. I'm going to play a song by Nina Simone. And I hope you enjoy it.
And when the weekend's over, Because I've got it so bad.
You gotta love Nina Simone. She just sings it like it is. Alrighty, so now that we're still in TV news, let's go through the top 10 shows that are looking like this will be their last season. A couple of them are my favorites, so I'm hoping that they will kind of last. The first one is called Body of Proof. It's called it's with Dana Delaney. She plays a surgeon turned forensic scientist, and I think there's too many of those already on TV. So I think she is going to be axed, and it's really, really sad. The next one, which I'm really sad to say, is Community on NBC every Thursday night from 8 to 7. It is a great show, but it has dropped in the viewership, and the abysmal numbers NBC can no longer ignore, so this might be the last season for Community. Another show that's looking like it's going to be on the chopping block is CSI New York. Once again, we have way too many of these procedural dramas, forensic. It was fun in the beginning, but you know, now we have CSI Miami, CSI Vegas, which is the first one, which I still watch. I loved Grissom, but even though Grissom's not there, I'm still a fan of the show. But you know, we don't need New York, we don't need Miami. And we don't need all these people cutting people open and telling us, yes, he died because this was in his heart and that was in his thing. So, another show, which is really sad to say, is Fringe. J.J. Abrams just cannot save this show. It is, you know, the season 3 had 5.83 million viewers. But, you know, season 4 opened with 3.16. And it's just not happening. So, Fringe might be its last season, but it made it to 4, so that means that it will get syndication, right? So look for it at another station near you. A Gifted Man, yes, my friends, is not happening. The ratings are really, really low, and it's not going to cut it. So they're going to probably wait until January, and then if it doesn't perform well after sports season, then it will probably go to the chopping block. Another one is a David E. Kelly created drama called Harry's Law, starring Kathy Bates. And yes, that is on the chopping block as well. It premiered last season to very good ratings, enough to bring it back this season, but not enough to keep it hanging on. And so it's just not going to happen. And let's see the other one. That's number 6. We have number 7. Nikita. Now, I don't know what they were thinking this. Granted, Maggie Q can kick butt. I give her that. But she's way too tiny and she shouldn't be running in those 9-inch heels that she wears. What? I don't get it. Anyway, made the move from Thursday night to Friday night, which is always a sign of problems in the network. And that is going to be axed. They may try to keep it until the end of the season. That means she got 2 seasons as far as syndication deals. It's not going to happen because you got to at least have 3 seasons under you in order for another network to pick you up to syndicate your show. And that's where most of these actors make their money. And for her, It's just not going to happen. Oh, on a happy note, Happy Endings, Revenge, and Suburgatory have gotten full seasons requested, so they will be back, and something to look forward to. And if you haven't seen any of those shows, they're really good. Also, number 8, Pan Am. Yes, the nostalgia shows like Playboy Club and Mad Men, which did very well when it's off primetime television. You know, they try to do these shows on, you know, major stations and realize later on that, you know, there's no audience for them. They did a show like Pan Am on, you know, AMC, which airs Mad Men. I think that they would have a following. But for now, Pan Am is struggling. It's not going to happen. And, you know, they're really just hoping that, you know, they can make it once again. You know, the goal here is to at least make it through a season because, you know, they've already 4 episodes in. And lots of people like to, you know, watch 3 episodes before they really get into a show. And unfortunately, most of these shows don't make it to, you know, 3 episodes. Like, there was one that's recently canceled. Well, actually, Charlie's Angels made it to 4, so they were really hoping that someone would really like that. And unfortunately, no one did. And next is Prime Suspect. Yes, the redo of a British show. Once again, British TV does well on British TV. British TV shows made into American TV shows do not do well. And this is another one. Most of our TV shows that we have come from our friends across the pond. And they do drama very well. We just seem to take it and mutilate it. And then it doesn't come out the way it used to be. And therefore, we have shows that just get canceled right away. So, Prime Suspect, yes. It is going to be a short-lived show. I believe it's in its 4th episode. It may make it to January, but I wouldn't count on it. Looking like they're really thinking of canceling it along with the Playboy Club. So that means that NBC is having a banner year because they have canceled so many shows this year that they have to now find more shows to put in its place. And next one is Unforgettable, Thursday night CBS. Yes, the Poppy Montgomery show is looking like she might be unforgettable. she is falling in the ratings, and, you know, it's not happening. They're thinking of maybe moving it to Sunday behind Good Wife, which is always a killer. But, you know, we'll figure it out. They'll figure it out and see. But once again, that is number 10 on the chopping block. So it'll be really interesting to see if any of these shows get picked up. And the time is 7:25. I'm going to play one more song that's going to lead us up to the news. And then we'll come back after the news and have movie news. Yay! We get to see what's happening and who's doing what. So enjoy. And I'll be right back. Cry the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Being so untrue. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head. While you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember
that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. I cried a river over you.
Yes, yes, yes. That's Julie London with Cry a River. And if you're just joining us, this is DJ Misty with The Scoop on radio.dominican.edu. And it is getting on up to 1:30 the hour. And it's time for a couple of news headlines. The first one is, as we have all heard, General Gaddafi is dead. In a cell phone video that went viral on the internet today, disposed Libyan leader is seen splayed on the hood of a truck and then stumbling amid a frenzied crowd seemingly to begging for mercy. Yes, it wasn't a pretty scene. He was next seen on the ground with fighters grabbing at his hair. Okay, that's a little much. Blood pours down his head, drenching his gold-brown khakis, and the crowd shouts, God is great. Within an hour of the news, Colonel Gaddafi's death, Libyans were celebrating the former leader's demise. You know it's bad when they start partying. We have been waiting for this moment for a long time. And the new prime minister, was speaking. And he says in a new conference that they were serious about getting him out of office. And they're looking forward to the new regime that is now going to be Libya. Also, I don't know if you heard, but the Ohio owner of the exotic animals that just kills me, but the sheriff says that the animal bit the owner after he shot himself. Yes, the owner of Exotic Animal Farm killed himself after setting his menage of tigers, lions, and bears, oh my, and other beasts loose on the Ohio countryside because he was deep in debt. Now, I wish that he would have contacted some people. They could have probably helped them out. Terry Thompson and his wife had money problems dating back to 1990, and their debt had escalated in recent years, and they owed at least $68,000 in unpaid income and property taxes, according to tax records obtained Thursday. Thompson's collection of exotic creatures was no secret to neighbors and authorities who were called many a times over the years about animals wandering away, but their escape this time was no accident. He had 17 Bengal tigers that are now on the endangered list, and they were all killed. There's only 1,400 left in the world, and we killed 17 of them this week. So it was a sad day. Also, the Wall Street protesters are still doing it. They're still hanging out in Manhattan, but unfortunately the weather has turned on them, and Alec Baldwin has come out to speak to them. So we wish them all the best, and we want to say once again, Al Davis, Raiders fans, he's passed. So we want to give him a shout out, and let's see, what else? Outside of that, that's pretty much it. The time is 7:30, and we are going to take one more little break. And when we come back, we are going to do movie news, and we are going to enjoy movie news, and we're just going to hang out and say, hey, life's good, life's great. And enjoy.
classic it around.
Cool in the Gang with Jungle Boogie. And if you're just now joining us, you've got DJ Misty here on The Scoop on Thursday from 7 to 8 at radio.dominican.edu. And as I said before, as I promised, it is time for movie news. Yes, let's see what's happening in the land of Hollywood. It seems, let's see, Javier Bardem of Vicky Cristina Barcelona fame has just been announced that the new next as the new villain and the new Bond film. The title has not been released yet. They're shooting for a 2012 November release. So we look forward to that. Also, 16 actors were injured last week on the set of Resident Evil when a platform collapsed. Yes, folks, that's right. They were doing another installment of Resident Evil. Why? Well, I guess if they can continue to get Milla Jovovich to come back every time, then I guess they'll just keep doing the movies. I mean, I think that she would have paid off her house by now. And also on the set of Brad Pitt's new movie, World War Z, which is being filmed in Budapest, actually his set was raided by an anti-terrorism group. They seized 85 guns from the set warehouse. War Z, starring Brad Pitt, is directed by Mark Foster. Pitt plays a United Nations employee who is sent around the world to contain the zombie plague that is wiping out humanity. Although the guns were non-operational, they seized them anyway, and there's still no word on if he got them back. So it was a bad week for zombies last week. Johnny Depp, who has been touting the Long Ranger, has put the project back in motion. As you heard probably earlier this year, the project was canceled due to budget concerns. And I think now that it's being back on track, that means that Johnny Depp has put some money into it because he's really wanted this project to be done. So this is looking good. Looks like they will start production sometime this January for a Christmas release of 2012. Bryan Singer of The Usual Suspects, X-Men, and Superman Returns fame will try his directing skills on the big screen version, wait for it, of Battlestar Galactica. Yay! I don't think he can, you know, beat the sci-fi channel version of Battlestar Galactica, but I did enjoy The Usual Suspects. I did enjoy X-Men. And I have to admit, I did enjoy Superman Returns. So Bryan Singer doesn't do schlock. So I'll give him the, you know, the benefit of the doubt. Quentin Tarantino's new movie has just added Don Johnson to the cast, which now includes Leonardo DiCaprio, which is a first, Kurt Russell, and the man himself, Samuel L. Jackson. You can't go wrong with Samuel L. Jackson. Also, we have John Cusack and Johnny Knoxville of Jackass fame. They will team up to start a new comedy about, what they do best. They would be sports scouts. Yes, sports scouts. They would have to fly down to Rio to find new talent. I hope there's more to the story. Otherwise, I'll be watching that on DVD. Ben Stiller is set to start work on his new film called Rent-A-Ghost. Another British TV series that us Americans are trying to make a go at. We'll have to love BBC America, or BBC America and BBC, because they provide us with a lot of material to do things with. So let's see. The British TV series that Rent-A-Ghost is based on is about a temp agency for the dead. So it seems all our good ideas do come from across the pond. Steve Carell and Jim Carrey will be teaming up again to do a comedy based on wizards who are rivals. No name for the movie has been released yet. And at this time, there is no production schedule started. It's just been announced that the two will team up. Also, River Phoenix. Yes, the late, great River Phoenix. Before he died, he had a movie called The Last Years. And it's going to be released late next year with a little adjustment and some voiceover work by Joaquin, who since his rapping career fell apart and no one has actually asked him to come back to act, and Ben Stiller's hilarious impersonation of him at the Oscars, he decided to get a paycheck and do some voiceover work on the film for his brother. The new movie Tower Heist, which is starring Ben Stiller, Eddie Murphy, that will be out next month, it will be in theaters and has already have some controversy happening. It seems that the theater owners are all bent out of shape because after 3 weeks of the movie being in the theater, it's going to come out on pay-per-view. Yes, that's right, folks. You can watch that movie 3 weeks after it premieres and pay $60 to watch it in your privacy of your own home. So I don't understand why they're all bent out of shape because, you know, I'm not going to pay $60 to sit at home and watch a movie that I can pay $7.25 for, you know, at the theater. And on top of that, I could have my own popcorn popped for me, which is better. The stuff I get in the store is never better than the stuff you get at the theaters. I love theater popcorn. And let's see. In other news, I think I hit everything. I think I did. Oh, no. I have one more thing I must tell you. Yes, I have one more thing I must tell you. And now my papers have all gotten, they've gotten all bent out of shape. They're telling me that they're just unhappy. But anyway, let's see. Well, we'll go to some, oh, here it is. Tim Hetherington, the late filmmaker who was killed in Libya shortly after attending the Academy Awards for his documentary on Retrospo, has been named a finalist in the Cinema Eye Honors Award for his outstanding filmmaking. So he will be nominated along with several other people for his filmmaking deeds, and he's going to get nominated and he's going to get the recognition that he needed to get before he died and after he died. Alrighty, it is 7:40, and if you're just joining me, I am DJ Misty, coming to you from radio.dominican.edu, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her get back stare. Well, I can see you hung with me, but you were with another man. Yeah, I know we ain't got much to say before I let you get away. Yeah. I said, are you gonna be my girl? Take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money with a face like that, do ya? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Are you going to be my girl? And if you're just joining me, you're joining DJ Misty for The Scoop on radio.dominican.edu. And I wanted to give a shout out to the St. Louis Cardinals for making it to the World Series. Yes, being born and raised in St. Louis, I was pretty much raised out here in California. But my heart still belongs to the Cardinals. So congratulations, guys, and make it work. All righty. Now we go to celebrity passing, and we didn't have that many pass this week, so let's be happy with that. We have Mickey Welsh. He was the bassist for the group Weezer, passed away last week of a suspected drug overdose. He was found in a Chicago hotel room. They're always found in some hotel room. And in an odd twist, 2 weeks before he died, he tweeted that he was going to die on the day he did at the Chicago Hotel. So maybe he foresaw his own doing. All right. Now, before we get to movie releases and DVDs and all that fun stuff, let's check in with Box Office Mojo. So as you see and probably heard, Footloose, a remake. Why? I don't understand. But anyway, people love it. People love to dance. People love to listen to music. So, hey, it's number one this week, followed by Robots on Robots, Real Steel, starring Hugh Jackman himself, who is now on Broadway doing a one-man show. Hugh is just one step away from having old ladies throw their panties at him. But hey, if he likes to work, he likes to work. Followed by Ides of March. Yes, the George Clooney, Ryan Gosling Political Thriller is coming in 3, followed by The Thing. Yes, another remake of a great John Carpenter movie. Why, people? And as you can see, it's not doing so well. But you put all this money into it. I don't understand. I digress. Anyway, Moneyball, Brad Pitt, still coming in at number 5. 50-50 has come in at number 6. Dolphin Tale came in at number 7. Courageous is number 8. The Big Year is number 9. And coming in, of course, Lion King 3D. It's made $91 million in 3 weeks. Disney is doing very well. And as I like to see if my boy is still on the map, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, as you can tell, I'm a Harry Potter fan, has come in as number 18 at $380 million. It's already over $1 billion. Go, Harry. Yay, yay, yay. Okay. Now we're going to get to movie releases. And I have a special, special song for one of my releases. But before that, we will get to releasing this week on DVD. Yes, Green Lantern. It has been out. It's been out on DVD, but now it's coming out on Blu-ray. Now, Green Lantern cost $300 million to make and market, but the film only made $219 million worldwide. So they lost a big one on that one. And Seth Rogen, even though he's a funny man, I just couldn't buy him as a superhero. So it's safe to say that there will not be a Green Lantern 2. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides will be released this week on Blu-ray and DVD. Now I know why Keira Knightley and Orlando Bloom sat this one out. I don't know what Johnny was thinking. Bad Teacher, starring Cameron Diaz and Justin Timberlake, will also be out this week. And also releasing is one of my personal favorites. And you cannot go wrong with this movie. Even 40 years later, it's still a treat to watch and a treat to enjoy. Yes, I am talking about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and not the horrible remake of Tim Burton's, even though I have a great love for Tim Burton, but the 1970s version with Gene Wilder. I mean, you can't go wrong with Gene Wilder. I mean, he was just perfect in that movie. And his one-liners, oh my God, you know, you should never ever doubt, you know, oh, you should never ever doubt what nobody is sure about. I mean, the man was a poet and he was just perfect. And it's just really sad that, you know, people, the Dahl family at the time felt that it was just a really bad version of the book. And I'm not sure why. Because not knowing the book, if the true version was the Tim Burton version, they really missed the mark on that. So in honor of Gene Wilder and his beautiful Willy Wonka, which just warms my heart, this is for him.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to 3. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin. Traveling in the world of my creation, what we'll see will defy explanation.
want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. No life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly.
That was Gene Wilder and Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. And once again, you cannot go wrong with Gene Wilder. Okay, so before we wrap things up, I was just sitting here looking at the Box Office Mojo chart. And I have to say, Sarah Jessica Parker, you know, you were really good in Sex and the City. And you kind of pigeonholed yourself in the Carrie role. And after 3 weeks of being in the theaters, her movie, I don't know how she does it. Yeah, well, I don't really know how she does it, has only made $9 million in 3 weeks. So that tells me that Carrie, or Sarah Jessica, as she stands by herself, cannot put butts in the seats. And it's just really sad. Really, really sad. All right. Well, we're coming up towards 8 o'clock. And releasing this week at the theater near you, since it's October and a month of scary things where things go bump in the night and creepy sounds and cold spots kind of creep up on you. And if you're into that kind of stuff, then you need to go see Paranormal Activity. This film shows you how easy it is to make a creepy, scary film on a cheap budget using your home computer to edit it. And also in theaters, yes, the Three Musketeers. Yes, they've done another one. This would make the 21st remake of this movie since 1916. Yes. And I guess it's a good story that continues to love to be remade. And you continue at young actors who put young girls in the seats. And hey, you might have a good weekend. Also, if you're into Bean, well, Rowan Atkinson is back as Johnny English Reborn. And X-Files fame Gillian Anderson is also starring in the film. So I guess, you know, at least she's working. That's all I can really say on that one. All right. Bringing us up to the 8 o'clock hour. We are going to do Wacky News. Yes. I was only able to find two wacky news titles this week, but I thought they were good. One of them is not so wacky, but the first one is. I don't know if you've ever seen the SNL skit with Alec Baldwin, where he talks about his sweaty balls. Well, Ben and Jerry has decided to go just a little bit further with that, and they have made their own ice cream called Sweaty Balls. It makes me giggle. Anyway, Sweaty Balls by Ben and Jerry's is a vanilla ice cream with chocolate rum flavored balls, hence the name Sweaty Balls. And it seems that supermarkets aren't picking up the novelty ice cream. And it seems that the Million Mom Group has decided to make sure that no one picks up the Sweaty Balls novelty ice cream by Ben and Jerry's. So if you happen to find it in a grocery store, you're very, very lucky. Otherwise, it ain't going to happen. I guess they don't have a sense of humor. You know, Sweaty Balls, come on. Sweaty. And it's not sweaty, it's shreddy. Anyway, it's a great SNL skit. YouTube it. You'll love it. Also, Oprah Winfrey, who is a great admirer of Dr. Martin Luther King and has done many a show on him, and was sought after to do a donation for the sculpture that is now standing in Washington, D.C., where Maya Angelou put in money, Samuel Jackson, all the black actors from Hollywood, Harrison Ford, and several other people. And as they were reading down the names on the list, Oprah, who is, you know, worth so much, has decided that she didn't want to participate. She gave no reason why. She just said that, you know, she has done enough and she wasn't going to put her name on it. So, you know, hey, you know, if she ain't going to do it, she ain't going to do it. And there's nothing we can say. So that was my wacky news for my wacky week. And once again, if you're just now joining me, I am DJ Misty, coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. And it's just about 8 o'clock. And I'm going to play you out with my theme song. And I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. And there's no school tomorrow, so yay! Enjoy your evening tonight, people. And I will see you back here next week for The Scoop on radio.dominican.edu. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. Never knowing my right foot from my left, my head from
from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love.